Hello, I'm Jason Elkins with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. I'm here with Naveen Solomon, who works in our Office of Audit. Even those familiar with our OIG might not know that, in addition to the EPA, this OIG oversees the U.S. Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board, also known as CSB. Naveen and her audit team just released a report titled, CSB Needs to Continue to Improve Agency Governance and Operations. Since we're going to be discussing the governance of CSB, we should probably start with its mission. Can you explain that for our listeners?
Sure. So CSB's mission is to enhance the health and safety of the public, workers, and environment by determining the root causes of accidental chemical releases and use these findings to promote preventive actions by the private and public sectors. The agency does not issue fines or citations. Rather, it makes recommendations to plants, industry organizations, labor groups, and regulatory agencies like the Occupational Safety and Health Administration and the EPA. The president appoints and the Senate confirms CSB's board members. The board chairperson serves as the chief executive officer and is responsible for agency administration, while the full board is responsible for major budgeting decisions, strategic planning and direction, general agency oversight, and approval of investigation reports and studies.
Okay, I know there's significant context here involving Congress and CSB that we should probably go over for our listeners. Prior to this audit, serious management issues were flagged and Congress took notice. This is going back to 2014 when the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform held two hearings that year that found, quote, a toxic work environment, retaliation against whistleblowers, employee morale issues, and disregard for proper board governance by the now former CSB chairman. By the way, when I mention the former chairman, we should note that in light of all these issues and more, members of Congress were at that time putting pressure on the chairman to resign. A team of investigators, who are a different group from our auditors within our OIG, looked into potential misconduct and found that there was evidence to support a violation of the Federal Records Act by the chairman and two of his senior officials. So in January 2015, the OIG sent its investigative report to the president, who was technically the chairman's supervisor. In March 2015, members of Congress officially requested that the president remove the chairman. Indeed, 8 days later, the president requested the chairman to resign, and he did so. So, Naveen, where does the board stand now?
So CSB currently has four board members, with one of the four board members also serving as the CSB chairperson. The chair and the newest board members were both confirmed in August of 2015. The other two board members were both confirmed in December of 2014.
Got it. All right, so congressional action aside, what did you find as a result of this audit?
First, I should note that we published several audit reports prior to this one that reviewed different elements of CSB governance, and they are available on our EPA OIG website. In this latest audit, we found that CSB was not following federal or agency internal control guidance or other federal regulations. We found issues related to CSB's budget, which makes it vulnerable to mismanagement. Also issues related to leasing and consulting services. And lastly, transparency was an issue with regards to the posting of documents that are to be made public.
Can you explain how the failure to enforce this guidance impacts the CSB's current budget?
And speaking with CSB senior managers, we learned that, in fact, that they have a new process that is in place that was put there under the former chair. But it was never documented or made formal. So without having the formal guidance to clearly identify this process and its requirements, roles, and responsibilities of those involved, CSB increases its risk of mismanaging its $11 million annual operating budget because there's no accountability to specific requirements. And, you know, some examples was that basically the role of the CFO was shared between the finance director and the managing director. So either one could just, you know, take on the role at any given time. Also, there was issues with responsibilities within the finance division.
So would you say there's been improvements since the management shakeup at CSB, or have things generally gotten better, worse, the same?
In response to the governance audit discussion document, CSB indicated that they will work to adhere to the recommendations and provided corrective actions with planned completion dates. On another note, the CSB chair has indicated to the OIG that her priority was to address the employee morale issues, and also she has indicated that they have begun efforts to update all existing board orders.
Did you find any new issues that weren't brought up as a result of this audit?
No, but we will watch to see corrective actions taken to be done timely.
Okay, then what do you recommend for CSB going forward?
Well, based on the improvements already indicated by the new chair, I would say continue along the same path, ensure existence and implementation of internal controls, and also documentation of requirements, roles, and responsibilities.
Gotcha. Well, thanks so much, Naveen, for talking with me today about this important audit. For more information on this report, prior reviews related to CSB governance, and other Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG.